恢复心理的力量。
So today we're gonna study how to restore the strength of our hearts.
我们一起来读今天的经文。
Let's read today's scriptures together, which is Ephesians 3:14 through 21.
好，翻到时候我们一起起立，我们来攻读神的话语。
Let's all rise and read the word of God together.
好，预备，请。因此，我在神父面前屈膝，天上地下的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。要是基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能得以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了里面。神能照运行在你们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。各位请坐。新年新的开始，我相信我们都祈愿我们教会未来能够更大的复兴。我相信我们也都努力在建造神的教会，往这个方向在前进。
At the beginning of this new year, I believe we all pray for our church's revival and eager to build this church of God.
但是我们想一想，如果我们光是在那里喊口号，加油啊，加油啊，我们教会要复兴啊，复兴啊！但是我发现这个是不切实际的。
But if we only stand there and cry and go, go and revive, revive, I don't think it's being realistic.
因为假如外在的建外面的建造，我们没有力量，没有果效，我们就像我们心里，我们要先心里的力量刚强起来，也就是我们要恢复心里的力量，我们才会有外面的力量来建造。
In order to going out, we need to strengthen our inner strength, which means to restore our inner strength first.
所以恢复心里的力量呢，非常的重要。
So that's why it's very important.
刚才我们讲会，我们刚刚这一段经文当中有讲到心里的力量，有提到那个原文的意思是指里面的人或是里面的状态。
So here we're talking about inner strength, but in the scripture it says inner being.
好，失去心里的力量呢，就会影响整个人的人生观，就像一个失魂落魄。一个这个行尸走肉的人一样。
So by losing our inner being, it will affect our view of life, and like a person without soul and a walking dead.
所以我们里面那个人呢，好像那个魂啊、魄啊都失去了，所以我们里面呢就好像不是一个活的人啊。
So when we lose our inner self, it feels like we're lost everything. We're not like a living person anymore.
所以我们要让里面那个人呢刚强起来。
So we have to strengthen our inner being first.
其实我们这样子那种内心软弱无力的现象很普遍的，在今天的社会当中。
So a weak inner self is really common phenomenon in nowadays.
你在今天很多的这个药物都是专门治疗心理的疾病啊，比如说焦虑症啊、失眠啊、忧郁症啊等等之类的药物。
So that's there. We have a lot of medicine that are treating different kind of diseases, more like insomnia, depression, and stress related.
其实很多都是里面的疾病。
But those are our inner problems.
所以现在人需要对付的越来越多，不是外面的问题，而是里面的问题。
So now people are facing not coming from outside, but from within.
所以我们里面的问题，里面的力量失去了，软弱的啊，甚至失望的，那当然外在的这些任务啊，这些就我们就没有办法完成了。
So when we lose our inner strength, we become weak and disappointed. Of course, we cannot accomplish things that we want to do.
我们看见今天我们许多人对未来为什么会充满恐惧。
So today we can see people are full of worries about our future.
你看，在中国，我们举例来说，经济快速的成长，所有这个人这个，但是呢，所有人却对糟糕的生活品质极度的厌倦。
So, for example, in China, even the economy is developing rapidly, but general public are tired of the poor quality of life.
所以根据报道说，我们美国将来会有中国一大部分会将会成为全世界移民最多的这个人种，从中国到了这未来的这几年当中。
So that's why they say America going to become a big immigrant country. Most people will come from China.
那对于我们当中大部分的人来说，我们也是从一个国家移民到这里，我们会发现，就算来到美国，而且是最精华的南加州，我们来这里又怎么样呢？
So most of us are immigrants here. Even though we can see we come to America, Southern California, and then so what?
最近美国做了一项调查，全美国十大最担忧的事情。
So there's a recent research that the 10 most worrisome things in America. 在2017年
当中的排名第一，你们知道是什么吗？
So in 2017, the first one.
最担心的就是美国这个新的总统川普的上任。
So it's the first one is Trump as a new president.
我们可以看见说，今天我们对这个世代那些我们失望，但是这个是一个不能改变的事实。
So we can see this. However, we're so disappointed at the current world.But there's not something that we can do.
我们对于外在的这些政治啊、经济啊、这些环境等等，我们会有失望。但是其实另外一方面，我们对自己也失望哎。
So, however, we say we're disappointed about the society, the economy, the politics, but we are disappointed to ourselves too.
例如，我们常常有一种立志行善由得我，但是行出来却由不我的那种力不从心的无奈。
So we can feel that we decide to do good, but it can't carry out.
那我们除了对外在的失望，对自己的失望，但我们对他人有时候也很失望的。
So it's not only we're disappointed to outside, inside. We're disappointed about other people's too.
过去我们以为可以信靠的人、信任的人，原来发现啊，也靠不住。
So the people we think is trustworthy and end up not so.
所以有太多的机会、环境，让我们心里的力量失去。这种挫折感，我相信没有一个人能够逃过的。
So many things can frustrate us, drain our strength. No one can escape.
就算你能够逃过这些失望、挫折，我相信有一个更残酷的事实，你一定逃不过。
So even though I believe you can escape from the frustration, distress, but there is one cruel reality you cannot escape.
诗篇73:26这样告诉我们。
And Psalm 73:26 told us.
他说：“我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，会渐渐的衰残。”
It says, "My flesh and my heart may fall."
那外在的这个肉体、心肠衰残，这是一个很残酷、很严重的一个事实啊。
So the failing of your flesh and your heart is cruel reality.
我相信我们在座大部分的人年纪都渐长，越当我们年纪渐长，就越有感触。
So I understand that's.As we age, we can feel it more and more.
你许多身体、许多的器官开始不听你的话了哈。
And there are a lot of organs that's not working as good as before.
不过好消息就是这个诗篇作者接着说，他说：“但是神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。”
But the good news is, the writer of the psalm keeps saying, "But God is the strength of my heart."
但神是我在这个但字的背后呢，说明一个更重要的一个保障、安慰的应许。
And also, He is my portion forever.
也就是说，我们是可以恢复心里的力量的。
So that means we can revive our inner strength.
虽然外在的这个肉体衰残、这个心肠衰残是一个事实，可是我们力量是可以得到恢复的。
However, our body and hearts are failing, but our inner strength can be revived.
那恢复性的力量到底对我们有什么好处呢？
So, what is good to us if we revive our inner strength?
我相信恢复心理的力量对每一个人都很重要。
I believe it's important to everybody.
这股力量呢，甚至可以胜过我们外体的衰残。
And it can overcome the decaying of our body.
那假如这样的话，人生当中有哪些难处我们不能够胜过的呢？
So if that's so, is there any more difficulties we cannot overcome?
因此，我相信恢复心理的力量是我们每一个人都必须的，因为这对我们太重要了。
So that's I believe it's a must to everybody because it's crucial.
不过问题是。你要怎么样知道你心里的力量是恢复的呢？
But the question is, how do you know that your inner strength has been revived?
我拼命的祷告，或是我拼命的读一些书，或是我还休息，或是我听了一些励志的文章，或是我听到一些别人的安慰，哎，又没有一个尺或是一个什么标准可以量说，哎，我现在已经恢复了，好像没有啊。
Sometimes we're encouraged by verses or a song or a preaching, but is there a measurement that we can know that our strength has been revived?
那到底我要怎么样才能够知道我心里力量恢复了呢？
How do we know?
我心里恢复的力量会有什么让我看得见的东西啊？
Is there some result that can be seen?
哎，有一个可以帮助我们的。
There's something can help us.
例如我们用一个逻辑来推论哈。例如说，我一个因就会一个果。
So that's look through the eye of logic, the causes and effects.
因为我们的孩子这个营养均衡，所以我们希望我们的孩子营养，所以他才能够身体健康。
Because our children have balanced diet, that's why they're healthy.
因为他要，我们要鼓励他用功读书，为什么？因为这样他才能够成绩优异。
And we are trying to encourage them to study hard because they will have good grades.
那同样的，我们刚刚讲到。我们要十六节讲到我们要恢复心里的力量，那接下来结果呢？就是从十七节开始到二十一节是什么什么？接下来就是造成的结果。
So in order to revive our inner strength, and then the verses from 17 to 21 will answer this question.
换句话说，我们如果说我们要来知道从这个结果当中，我们就可以看见恢复心的力量会带出什么样的结果。
So we'll see the effect of our reviving of our inner strength.
所以这样的结果是我们今天的重点，我们要来学习的。
So that is something we're going to be focusing on today.
同样有三方面，我们可以来看出我们的心理力量得着恢复。
We're going to discuss it in three areas.
第一个是满有基督内住的信心。
The first one is to fully have faith in Christ.
好，让我们一起来读第十七节上半节，好吧？
Let's read verse 17.
请。我们心里，好，这里讲到说，只要我们接受主，主就会进入我们心里，与我们一同坐席。
So it says, if we receive Jesus, He will come in and sit with us.
好，所以在启示录三章二十节这样说。
In Revelation 3:20, it says,
好，我们一起来读，好不好？预备，请。看了，我真。
Stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me.
好，当我们接受主耶稣的那一刻，主已经住进我们的心里面了。
So as soon as we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, He come inside of us and dwell with us.
并且从那个时候开始。神都与我们同在，无论在各样的环境当中。
From that time on, He will be with us.
许多人，我们今天会感觉软弱，那是因为我们对于基督内住、神与我们同在的事实，我们产生怀疑。
So many people feel weak because they doubt that Jesus is with us.
当我们遭遇困难、遭遇患难，我们就认为是神已经离开我们了。就不再祝福我们了，难怪我们心里力量就会软弱。其实这是一个错误的理解。
So when we face trial and tribulations, we thought God has left us, no longer bless us. That's wrong thinking.
例如我们常听到有人这样说，当他们遇到一些困难的时候，他说：“哎，上帝啊，你在哪里了？我怎么感觉不到你在这里呢？你好像离我好远好远啊。”
So we often hear people say when they suffer, they ask where God is, why.You are so far away from us.
其实，事实上，神根本没有离开你，因为从你祷告接受主的那一刻，基督就一直住在你心里。
So God has never left you since the day you accept Him.
但是问题是你怎么觉得说，我感觉不到神跟我同在呢？怎么觉得神离我好远好远呢？我感受不到他啊。
But why we may feel that God is not around, He's far away from us.
当然你感觉不到啊，因为你所有的感觉的你所有的感觉的重心都放在外面困难的环境，你当然里面感觉不到啊。
The reason you can't feel that God is with is because your focus is on your trouble, is on everything that's outside.
所以感觉不到，你要用信心，不能用感觉啊。
So you cannot feel it. It only can be felt by faith.
好，就像我们今天坐飞机从中国坐来美国。
It's like we get on the plane from China to America.
那你从一搭上飞机的时候，那一刻就靠感觉，哎呀，到了没有？到了没有？好像到了，好像没有，还到了没有？那感觉得出来吗？
So, when you get on the plane, can you feel like when you're going to get there?
可是你看一看环境，里面的环境都没有改变，可是当机门一打开的时候，哎，就已经到美国了。
But when the door opens, you say, "Oh, I'm here."
那是一个事实，因为经过了飞这个长途的飞行，时间到了，自然就会到达美国。因为这是你只要买对机票，坐对飞机哈，那你就照理成这个顺理成章，你就会来到美国。
So that's just normal, unless you bought the wrong ticket, and you will get here eventually.
虽然你所看一看的环境啊，还是那些人，还是那些这个吵闹的哭声还是一样啊，空姐啊，空中少爷还是同样的人，可是。飞机还是同一部，哎，你自然而然觉得，所以这是信心，而不是靠感觉。
So, however, your neighbors are still the same neighbors, the same airplane, same bad air, but you got to America.
因此，我们要有信心来确认神同在的事实之后呢，你就不会惧怕。
So your faith will prove that God exists, and then you will not fear.
甚至当你遭遇人生的低谷的当中，你也不怕遭害。
Even when you're at the lowest point in your life, you have no fear.
在旧约有一位最伟大的君王大卫，在他人生当中也遭遇过他人生的最低谷。
So we can see in Old Testament the King David. In his life, he has an up and downs.
我非常喜欢这段故事，有机会我会跟大家来分享怎么样走出你人生命中的低谷。
And I really like this book. And then
那大卫呢？遭遇他人生的哪些低谷呢？
So let's see what kind of a low point he has in his life.
分别在四方面。第一个，他遭遇政治迫害的低谷啊。
So the first one, he was oppressed politically.
他被君王逼迫，面对扫罗追杀的危险。
And he's in danger of being killed by King Saul.
第二呢，他面对事业工作的低谷。
The second one is unsatisfying career.
他被怀疑忠贞，不被上级器重的这种委屈啊。
And his loyalty was doubted, and the ruler did not approve him.
第三面是他家庭生活的低谷。
The third one is family disaster.
他被仇敌掳走妻儿，他心系这个家破人亡的担忧啊。
And his wife and children were captured.
最后一个是他人际关系的低谷。
And also his relationship problems.
他被同袍所弃，扬言把他打死这样的威胁。
People are bitter about him and want to stone him.
我们看见大卫人生的低谷，我们来看一下今天。其实我们也面对类似的低谷，在我们生命当中。
So look at Dave, what happened to David today. When we are in our lower point of life, and we are facing almost the same problem.
而且这些低谷就是让我们心理力量软弱啊，这个心力交瘁啊，没有办法继续走下去的一个主要原因。
And it's the main cause. Of our losing our hearts become weak.
然而我们看见大卫在当时他没有自暴自弃的就这样倒下去。
But we can see David didn't give up.
他怎么样走出生命低谷的秘诀呢？就是他先恢复心里的力量。
So the secret that David could restore his inner strength, it's he can walk out of the deep valley as he restored his inner strength.
即使大卫当时面对低谷，他大哭一场之后啊，但是他之后呢，心力交瘁，全身无力，但是却因为有内住的这个信心，使他能够坚定向靠依靠神。
So after weeping, even though his heart is exhausted, but David found strength in the Lord.
于是他心里就得到坚固。
So he was strengthened.
我们一起来读这一段哈，撒母记上三十章第六节上半节，我们一起来读，好吧？预备，请。大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。好，所以我们看见大卫他走出他生命的低谷，是他要先得到坚固，也就是要恢复心里的力量。
So we can see the reason he can walk out of this low point of his life, he strengthened himself first.
于是他可以以信心来祷告神，求问神，之后神给他确据，他可以从仇敌那里把他夺回所失去的。所以他毫不惧怕，他重新得力，勇往直前的迎接未来的胜利。
That's why he has faith in God, believe God will give him back what he has lost. So he was strengthened and moved forward.
同样的，今天当我们遭遇我们人生的低谷，可能是你遭遇他人的排挤逼迫。
So the same way as we're facing our deep valley, maybe we're oppressed.
可能你在公司怀才不遇，不被重用，甚至被怀疑你的忠诚度。
Maybe we're rejected and doubted.
可能你家庭问题面临瓦解，面临破碎。
Maybe our family is falling apart.
也可能是你人际关系的处不好，让你觉得孤单无助。
Or maybe it's because a broken relationship left you alone by yourself.
你如果走到你人生生命的低谷的时候，这时候你需要先恢复心里的力量。
When you're at that point, what you need to do is to revive your inner strength first.
那你说我要怎么样恢复呢？
And you ask me, how do I do
that? 同样的，从大卫的例子告诉我们，我们要先恢复力量。其实呢，我们要先确定你有内住，基督内住的这个信心，而且你要依靠这样已经内住的这个基督来相信他不会离开你。
So the most important thing is we have to have faith that Jesus is with us and he will never leave us.
并且他会保守你，会继续引导你前面的道路，会带领你走过各样的高山和低谷。
I also believe that he will protect us and lead us through all the highs and lows.
当你有这样的信心来依靠那位已经住在你里面的基督，我相信你才能够勇敢的胜过一切的艰难，才能够走出你人生的低谷。
I believe with the help of such faith, you can face and conquer your challenges.
那第二个结果呢，是我们会得着有根有基的爱心。
And second one is gain love deeply rooted.
让我们一起来读第十七节下半节到十九节，预备。
3:17-19.
请，叫你们安静。总是读一读，上古高深。神的，让我们可以看见基督今天根基在我们当中，能够明白这个根基呢是何等的长阔高深。有三方面让我们明白，第一个呢，根基，这个根基呢在于我们可以明白神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So there are three major points. The first one is understand how wide, long, high and deep is the love of Christ.
好，那今天呢，我们看见许多人他们爱主，他们侍奉主，但是他们的根基呢，很可惜的建立在他们的心情，以情绪好坏、心理的感觉，感觉今天很好啊，然后就来，或者是我们听到一篇很好的讲道、一首诗歌的感动，哇，我们就很火热的爱主。
So, but today we see many people, their love and serving God is based on their own mood, depends on how they feel at the moment. Sometimes it can be stirred up by a song.A phrase, or in scripture, or a good preaching.
那我们看见有一些人好久没有来我们当中，我们当中很关心他们，就打电话问他，你最近怎么没有来啦？我们很想念你啊。那他怎么回答？
And sometimes we see people haven't been here for a long time, so we call them.
他可能回答说，哎呀，我最近感觉很不好啊，最近心情很不好啊，很沮丧啊，或者今天这个不想出门啊，所以就软弱无力了，就不想。就不想动作了，不想出门了。
And they would say, you know, I'm not feeling good. I don't have a good mood lately, so they stop coming to church.
直到他们突然间，又读到一篇文章，听到一篇讲道，或是看到一些什么励志的文章啊，又重新的。所以我们就在那样的一个高低起伏当中，其实是很普遍、很平常的。
Until they were stirred up by some outside things again, so they're going up and down in their spirit.
但我们发现一个问题，为什么我们的爱常常我们不能够坚持到底呢？
So the problem is we have love, but we cannot make the love last.
我们也知道爱主啊，可是有时候为什么我们爱不下去呢？
We know we need to love the Lord, but sometimes we cannot keep it going.
那是因为我们在建立这个爱的根基上，我们没有建立在一个稳固的根基上。
Because our love was not built on a solid foundation.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们的爱心必须有根有基的。
So that's why the Bible told us our love needs to have its foundation.
首先，这个根基呢，要先明白我这基督的爱是何等的长阔高深啊。
First, we need to understand how wide, long, high, deep is the love of God.
不是根据我们有限的、自私的、不可靠的爱 乃是出于主神那主动的奇妙的先临到我们的那个爱，先临到我们像我们这样不配的罪人。
So it's not based on our limited, selfish, unreliable love, but based on God's amazing grace that was given to us when we're sinners.
好，然后呢，我们受到基督这份爱所激励跟感动之后，我们才能够有这样的力量，也能够去爱人。
When we're moved by this kind of love, and we can be stirred up and love others.
所以，当我们这样的基础当中，我们就算遇到挫折，我们仍然可以靠主去坚持到底。
So even when we're mistreated and we're weak, we still can move forward.
即便我们受到伤害，或是我们心里软弱的时候，我们仍然可以靠着主的爱去饶恕，去坚持，而不轻易放弃。
So even though we are hurt, we still can love, can forgive, and remain to the end.
第二个根基呢，是在于认识神的爱超过人所能测度的。
And the second one is we need to know that the love of God that surpasses knowledge.
所以接下来十九节是说，并知道这爱是过于人怎么样？怎么又不理我了？人怎么样？
错度
人错对了，哇！你们。
So that's why it says, know His love that surpasses knowledge.
好，神的爱呢，到一个地步是我们没有办法测度的，我们已经是没有办法用言语来描述的。
So God's love is unmeasurable and indescribable.
但世上的爱呢，是可以理解，是可以衡量的。
But the love we know is can be exchanged and can be measured.
啊，例如说啊，你们都很爱我，刚来的时候。你们都请我吃饭啊，请我吃饭吃啊，那请我吃饭呢？那有时候找机会啊，我们请朋友吃饭也是如此。有一个好朋友来，你也会请他吃饭啊。然后你被请吃饭的时候，你会发现说，哎，找个机会我也回请他哈。
Such as people invite you to dinner, and you will eventually invite them back.
那你如果请我到你家里吃饭，哎，下次我也请你到我家里吃饭。
So it's like if you invite me to your home for dinner, and I will sometime invite you to my home.
那你如果请我去餐厅吃饭，那我下次也请你去餐厅吃饭。
If you take me to a restaurant, and I will bring you to a restaurant too.
那你如果请我去那个等级是 in and out 的，啊，麦当劳的等级哈，啊，那我下次也请你去啊，这个 Burger King 啊，或者是 Wendy 啊，这个类似的等级哈。啊
So if you bring me to In-N-Out Burger place, I probably will re-invite you to McDonald's or Wendy's.
那你如果请我去三和啊，哈，这个等级的，或者是什么村什么的，哎，我下次也请你到一个类似的这个等级的哈。
So yeah, if you take me to a Samuel restaurant, I'll probably will find the equal class place to bring you back.
哦，这个是这个同等的这个爱可以衡量的哈，这个是彼此礼尚往来啊，这个我们可以。
So we can see this kind of love and relationship can be measured.
这不会说你请我吃一顿啊麦当劳，我请你到那种很高档的餐厅吃，哦，这个就不大对称哈。
It's it unlikely is when you take me to McDonald's, I'll take you to a five-star restaurant.
那同样的，在我们人生往来也是如此，我们彼此送礼也都一样的哈。
It's the same thing as we exchanging gifts.
这个是可以衡量的。
This can be measured.
但是神的爱是不能够衡量、不能测度的。
But God's love cannot be measured, cannot be described.
而且是我们不知道为什么的。
And it's also that we do not understand.
明明是我们犯罪当受刑罚，但是基督呢却甘心替我受死，而且不求回报、不计代价。哎，这个我就不明白了。
And now we don't understand why, when we were sinners and Jesus died for us.
哎，这个爱怎么衡量啊？这个
How can you measure that?
我们认识神这种无法测度的爱。可以帮助我们，可以活出一个刚强的生命。
So to know this unmeasurable love can help us to stand strong.
你说怎么样来有用这样子的啊无可测度、无可衡量的爱，可以帮助我们活出一个刚强的生命？那怎么样活出来啊
？But you ask me, how do we live a strong life?
首先，我们要去认识这种无法测度的爱是那样子的一个丰富、那样子的不可思议，是可以帮助我们活出一个刚强的生命来适应。我们就可以靠着这个爱，可以征服恐惧，因为爱里没有惧怕。
Because if we understand how wide and high the love of God is, we can experience and we can live it out because love has no fear.
不但如此，我们还可以跨越我们的伤痛， 因为爱能够遮掩一切的罪。
And also we can conquer our, all the hurt.
我们就能够从我们心底来饶恕。
Because it covers multiple of sins, and then we can forgive.
你过去过不去的，你现在就可以那个坎你过得去了。
And then the things you cannot overcome, and then you can.
那就是因为爱。
This is because of love.
所以这个爱对我们何等的重要。
So that's why how important this love is.
最后的这个爱的根基是在于经历神能够将这一切的大爱充满给我们。
So the third one is that you may be filled to the measure of full, of all the fullness of God.
所以十九节下半节说，便叫神一切所充满的怎么样？充满了你们。好，所以我们除了明白认识神的爱是何等的长阔高深，无法测度，更重要的是我们也要去经历啊。不是光认识而已，要去经历这样的爱也可以临到我们的。
So other than understand the love of God, how wide, long, high, and deep, it's not all. We need to experience it.
事实上，神应许要把这样的爱来充满我们。
And God promised and allow us to be filled with this kind of love.
只是我们常常选择以人有限的爱来回应。以牙还牙，以眼还眼的这样的爱来回应我们的周遭所发生的人事物。
But it is us who often choose the limited love, or even eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
然而，当我们经历神这样大爱，被神的大爱充满之后，你会发现很特别的一件事情是，你过去做不到的，但是你现在做得到了。
But if we experience the love of God and be filled with it, and we notice the things that it's impossible for us to do in the past, but now we can.
你会发现一个人他伤害你这样的深，但是你居然还可以去饶恕对方。以前你做不到，但是现在靠着主，你被神的爱充满，你做到了。
And now we can know that before we cannot forgive those who hurt us.But because of the love of God, and we can't now.
你发现你过去为了顾及面子，你怎么可能跟他道歉？可是靠着主，你发现就算你没有错，哎，你可以去主动跟向对方道歉，哎，你做到了。
And now, because of the love of God, we can become humble and apologize.
这就是心理力量恢复起来的一种刚强表现跟证明。
This is the outcome of our inner strength being restored.
我过去靠我自己有限的爱，我做不到。
Based on my limited love, I cannot do those.
可是我现在居然能够做到我以前想都不敢想象的事情。
It's unimaginable.
那是因为不是因为我有修养了。
That's not because we're mature.
不是因为我不跟你一般计较啊，我用道德提升了。
It's not a high virtue I have.
乃是我被神的大爱所充满了。
But because the love of God have filled us.
你可以想象这是一个多么宝贵、充满喜乐的一幕。
So can you imagine how real and precious this is?
你心里力量恢复过来，你成为一个刚强的人，多么宝贵啊！
And how precious it is you restore your inner strength and become strong.
被神的大爱所充满，可以带来这样的改变，你愿意吗？
Do you want to be changed in this way?
最后一个结果是祈愿得神得荣耀的盼望。
So the third one is hope for God be glorified.
让我们一起来读20-21节。
3:20-21。
请。
Within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout generations, forever and ever. Amen.
好，当我们成为基督徒之后，虽然我们仍然会遭遇困苦，但是仍会软弱，但是呢，仍然神仍然有应许我们，就是这里讲到说，神能造运行在我们心里的大力，然后呢？充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
Even though we become Christians, we still will encounter trials.
那这里讲到运行在我们里面，什么是运行啊？
And here God's power will be working in us. What is this working?
那这运行的原文是功效。
And the original work is work within us.
这个希腊文叫 energeo。这个字就是翻译出来就是功效的意思。
So that means effect.
好，在我们心里的大力 也就是说在一切困难当中神能够使我们心里的力量大有功效的。
So we say the inner power it's when we're in trouble but God's power can work within us.
而且充充足足成就一切，这说明说神会赐下够用的恩典。
And God will give us enough grace and power.
并且这样的恩典是超乎我们所求所想的。
And also it's beyond our imagination.
也就是说我们人的有限，虽然不能够明白神奥秘主权的目的，有些时候我们的确不明白为什么神容许我们遭遇这些苦难啊，这些问题我们不知道。不过可以确定的一件事情就是，就算在患难中我们仍然可以有盼望的。
So which means our limited understanding cannot compare with God's will. But many times I wonder why God allows suffering, but I know even in suffering I still have hope.
那这个盼望不是说哎呀苦难再忍耐一下就会过去了，好好，反正这个黑云之后总会有黎明会来到，这个啊忍耐一下就过去了，更大的祝福再要将来来，再熬一下就好了。这是一个积极的想法，消的方式。
But,
这一个消极的方式，对不起。
But the hope that we have is it doesn't mean like suffering will pass quickly, blessing is at hand, and this is pessimistic.
这其实我们要有积极的一种期待。什么是积极的情？
We need to be more positive.
这积极的期待就是我们盼望我们在受苦难当中，我们就算在苦难当中，我们能不能让神得荣耀？
What needs to hope is in our suffering, God be glorified.
你也想看说，当你受到委屈、受到伤害而受苦的时候，也许你可以祷告神啊。神啊，你知道他在害我的，这个啊，你要为我伸冤啊，还我清白啊，你要报应那个伤害我的人啊，我们可能可以这样祷告的啊。
So we can think about when we're wronged and we could pray to God and ask him to revenge us, clear our name and let them pay for what they did.
但是你也可以有另外一种不同的选择。
You have another choice.
就是盼望能够借着这个苦难的事件当中，你还能够来荣耀神。
But that is to hope through your suffering God receive glory.
你想当年耶稣悲惨的被钉死在十字架上，他为我们受尽了一切的羞辱，但是他却没有为自己的无辜辩护。
Think about when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he did not defend himself.
当他被钉死在十字架，所有的羞辱在他身上，他为他取笑啊，在那里啊，在那里这个打到嘴巴，给他吐唾沫啊，在那羞辱他的时候啊，你是神，你就跳下来啊，你就可以这个怎么样怎么样，哦，给他激将法什么，耶稣却默默的为我们承受，一句话都没有说。
Just imagine the time, all the shame he suffered, but he didn't say a word.
为的是什么？为的是要让神得荣耀。
Why did you do that? Because he want God to receive all the glory.
呀，如果是我，我可能做不到。
And we might not be able to do that.
哎，我可能跳下来哦。如果是耶稣跳下来，会撒几个嘴巴再爬上去啊，爽了。我要为你死，你竟然还要这个？我要为你的罪死，你知不知道？你还讲这个羞辱的话啊？但是耶稣没有，他说赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
If I were Jesus, I would behave differently. But Jesus didn't. He said, God, forgive them because they did not know what they're doing.
而且在约翰福音十七章四节，十七章第四节，他说：“我在地上已经荣耀你，在地上荣耀你，你所托付的我的事，我已成全。”
That's why he said, "Lord, I already accomplished what you have sent me to do."
除了耶稣，彼得也同样的，他的这个悲惨的结局，同样也让神得荣耀。
And also God received glory.
你知道彼得最后是怎么死的？
Do you know how Peter died?
被钉钉十字架。
He was crucified also, but he was upside down.
因为他认为自己不配跟他的主一样被钉钉十字架，所以他要求就像要死，我要倒着来殉道。
Because he said, "I'm not worthy to die the same way Lord has died," so they crucified him upside down.
那早在这个彼得还没有被钉十字架，耶稣早就告诉他了。他说要将来要指的彼得要怎样死。哎，最后一句哦，荣耀神。
So before Peter died, Jesus already told him and indicate what kind of death by which Peter will glorify God.
Ah, 还有斯蒂凡为主殉道。
And And also we can see the story of Stephen.
早期教会这么优秀的一个人才竟然被石头打死了。
He was godly man, but he was stoned to death.
但是他死的时候呢，看见天上，看见神的荣耀，神得荣耀了。
But Stephen, before he died, he looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God.
哎呦，奇怪了，你看一个被钉十字架，哈，死亡、殉道，这些不是很伤心、很惋惜、很不幸的事吗？应当是让神感到难堪呐、啊，羞辱才对，怎么会反而使神得荣耀呢？
So, strangely enough, crucifixion, death, they're all sad things. Why these things didn't bring shame to God, but bring glory to Him?
那什么才是神得荣耀呢？是不是我们要得到很多的祝福啊？神给我们这个家财万贯啊，然后呢有各样的恩赐、才干、能力哦，所以我们才各样荣耀给神，所有的好处都临到我们身上，这才叫得荣耀呢？是不是这样？
So what is glorify God? Is that because we have a good career, receive a lot of money, so we thank God, so He receive glory? Not that way.
原来凡事我们可以按着神的心意成就的事，只要我们顺服，就可以让神得荣耀。
The answer is God's will. If you obey, God will receive glory.
所以任何的事情都可以让神的荣耀，包括吃喝啊，这个是很世俗的事情。圣经告诉我们，吃喝都可以荣耀神的。
So in everything, even eating or drinking, we can glorify God.
那我们看见，我们如果说连最不好的事情，好事坏事都可以荣耀神，甚至遇到苦难。遇到最糟糕、最倒霉、最不幸的事，甚至最后死亡了，哈、啊、这个最，啊、最忌讳的，哈、啊，这个连死亡都可以让神得荣耀，那你更别说其他的这些世上的其他任何事了。
Just think about it. Even the worst thing could ever happen to us might be death. If in death we can glorify God, not to mention other things.
也许你会说，哎，圣经不是说我们现在的苦楚啊，若比起将来显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了哈。所以我们虽然受一点苦，不过我们将来可以得荣耀哎，所以人也可以得荣耀啊。
But you may say, Bible told us that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory, so we suffer a little now for the future glory.
哎，所以我们受苦是为了我们将来得荣耀。
So we suffer now to receive glory in the future.
哎。这个话是虽然这样说，不过我们要看前后文才会更准确的理解那一段圣经所要表达的重点。
But we need to read the next few verses to understand the whole thing.
好，在罗马书第八章十七节
Book of Romans 8:17-18.
好，这样说，好，我们一起来读这段经节好不好？
Together.
好，预备，请。
If we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
好，原来当我们这些基督徒在世上受苦，原来我们是与主一同受苦。
So we as Christians suffer in this life.It's we're suffering together with the Lord.
那我们就有一种神得荣耀的盼望。
And we have the hope that God will receive glory.
我们受苦，但是神可以得荣耀。
We suffer and God will receive glory.
那相信这个苦难的事件可以让神得荣耀。我们盼望将来神得荣耀，到时我们也一同与神得荣耀了。
So if we suffer and God receive glory, when time comes, we will also receive glory.
换一句话说，就是说神得荣耀，我们才有荣耀。如果神不得荣耀，那我们也不能够得荣耀。
So in short, God receive glory, we will also. God is not glorified, neither we are.
所以我们将来若不能够与主同得荣耀，这样的话，我们现今所受的任何的苦难，不就都白受了吗？
About all the sufferings we're suffered now will be in vain if we cannot receive glory together with the Lord.
我们反观我们今天教会的状况，许多人不知道神得荣耀的重要。
So in today's church, people don't know the importance of God be glorified.
所以人尽表现，各显身手，使自己在教会出风头，结果是让自己得荣耀。
So it's like we like to show off to receive praises.
那圣经约翰福音第五章四十四节也这样告诉我们，他说：“你们互相受荣耀， 却不从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
In the book of John it says, how can you believe if you accept praises from one another, yet make no effort to obtain the praises that come from the only God?
很多时候人呢不经意的，不是故意的，是不小心的，不经意无心的在窃取神的荣耀。
Sometimes people are unknowingly steal the glory from God.
你有没有窃取神的荣耀？
Have you ever done so?
你不知道，你说没有啊，我哪有窃取神的荣耀？我常常拍手把荣耀给神啊，哈，有没有？
Have we ever?
没有哈，所以有时候我们会发现啊，当你常常赞美说啊，某某牧师你讲道真好啊，我是冲着你的讲道来的啊。
Sometimes we say, "Hey, Pastor, I like your preaching. I come to church because I like what you say."
哎，某某同工，你领唱真好，你的歌声真棒啊！
Sometimes you say, "Hey, you sing really well."
我就喜欢听你唱歌。
I like to sing you, like to sing.
诗班啊，
献
诗唱的真好，我拍手啊，拍的这个手都肿起来，哇，真好，真棒啊！
Sometimes we just clap for them.
哇，真的，诗情也是啊，哇，常常在这里上面，这个所有的人都觉得哇，很这个轻飘飘的哈啊。当然鼓励是很好，我们是要鼓励的。
Of course, encouragement is good.
但是假如真的你觉得他们的服事让你得到益处，你觉得真的他们唱得太好，他们让你感动，你不要拍手。如果下次我们有什么诗班啊，我外来的这个来献诗，你只要大声说阿们就好了。
So what we think, if it's next time you think somebody or someone sing really well, instead of clapping your hands and say amen.
除了小孩子献诗，啊，因为他们需要鼓励，他们还小，他们不懂啊，所以需要鼓励。我们可以拍手小孩子的献诗。
Except little children, because they are young and they need encouragement.
人要极力去追求神的荣耀，讨神的喜悦，啊，得到这个，而不是让我们找到我们的舞台啊，让人得到满足。
So we need to glorify God and please Him.And him be satisfied.
啊，所以让我们教会有祈愿啊，不是我们教会的人啊多得荣耀、多得祝福，而是要极力的让神在我们的教会得到荣耀，在我们的生命当中让神得到荣耀，那成为我们人生的目标和满足，这成为我们的一个最大的盼望。
So let us set our hope in the future, not us receiving glory and blessings, but God be glorified.
今天在我们的周围，我们看见其实有许许多多的人，他们正在黑暗中哭泣。为什么？因为他们正在处于他们生命的低谷，这些人一定失去心里的力量。
So look around us, how many people are weep in the dark and how many people suffer at the lowest point of their lives? What can we do for them?
这时候你会想说，到底我们能够为他们做什么呢？
So you might think, what can we do?
我不知道，但是我相信神在使用你帮助他们之前，让你的力量、心里的力量先恢复起来，以至于你的生命才能够去帮助别人，成为他们的祝福。
I'm not sure how, but I believe before helping them, restore your own inner strength so that you can help them through your life.
因为当你的心理力量得到恢复的时候，你就会带出生命的改变，那个改变会让人家看见，会让人家羡慕的。
So when your strength is revived and the people can see,
那个改变的生命就是你有基督内住的信心，会让你得着有根有基的爱心，还有祈愿神得荣耀的盼望。
So when your strength been revived and then you have faith and then your love have its foundation.
所以那样子的长存的，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，我们都一并恢复了。这样的一个生命特质，正是基督徒今天所需要的，也是世人所羡慕的。
So everything we desired, the love, faith, and hope, now we all have it.
有一位少年人哈，应该 teenager 哈，小孩应该讲，他从儿童的时候，他父母亲双亡。非常的可怜。
So there is a kid, when he was young, he lost both of his parents.
那他的人生就非常的沮丧悲观。
And his life is really sad.
当他读书的时候没有朋友。
And when he's in school, he has no friends.
他读高中的时候读到有学校读到没学校。
And in high school, dropped out.
因为在学校跟他打架被退学了。
Because he was fighting in the school.
所以最后呢高中也没毕业。
So he did not even finish high school.
你说这样的一个孩子有什么社会有什么用？可能变成一个废物了。
So you think what can he do in the society is useless?
但这时候有人把福音传给他。
But at that time, people talked to him about the good news.
结果他的心里的力量那种的伤害那样子的委屈那样子的一个不健全，他得到恢复了。
And then because of that, his inner strength was being restored.
而且他生命得到改变了。
And his life was changed.
他去用同等学历，他去考大学，就是考上了当地的一个音乐学校。
And then he was accepted by a music school.
哦，不但他在这个音乐学校的时候呢，就像一个海绵一样，哇，吸收了很多的这些神给他各样的恩赐，在音乐上面的恩赐。
It's like a sponge absorbing everything that God
greatly
blessed him.
在大学的时候已经参加各样的音乐比赛，他唱声乐拿了很多的奖项。
Then he was received a lot of reward.
他的教授以他为荣，要把他送到维也纳，受到一些的这个继续的进修。
His professors is really proud of him and sent him to Vienna.
在台湾的报纸把他描述是这是台湾未来之星啊，音乐上的一个奇葩。
And it was in the newspaper that he was the future star.
但是他大学毕业的时候，他来到台东，台湾一个东边的一个很偏僻的地方。
After he graduated, he go to the eastern part of Taiwan.
啊，他跟他的教授啊很失望，因为他以为他将要为台湾带来一个极大的改变。但是他说他要用他的音乐奉献给上帝，所以他到乡下地方用音乐来做街头布道。
So his professor all disappointed. They're hoping he become a future star, but he said he wants to become a music gospel song singer.
那时候呢，我在台东做生意，我做药商，就跟他认识了。
So I get to know him when I was working in the pharmaceutical company.
那我看到一个其貌不扬哈，好像杀猪的。他说他是一个音乐家，我一看，哎呦，这个样子像音乐家吗？但是一看他的作品，哦，我唱到他的歌。我就流下眼泪了。
So when I saw him, I could not believe that he is a musician.
我们成为好朋友。
And then we become good friends.
我们就开始到街头到处去布道。
And then we start singing on the street all the time.
那后来呢，也因着他，我就慢慢改变，神就呼召我，然后到神学院进修，后来来美国。
And then because of him, God changed my heart, and I go to seminary, study, and come to America.
二十多年没有见面我们已经分开了二十多年，但是这二十多年来。很多跟他同工的，一个一个陆续的去当牧师了。
So I haven't seen him for over 20 years, but within this 20 years, a lot of people have come in contact with him, become pastors.
那他现在的事工呢，遍及全世界各地的角落。他自己写的歌呢，超过3000首诗歌。
And he wrote more than 3,000 songs.
那他在三个礼拜之后，他要来美国。
In about 3 weeks, he's coming here.
那也是因为我的关系，第一站刚下飞机的第一站就要来我们教会。
Because of me and his relationship, the first stop will be our church.
他把他的整个乐团带到我们当中来。
He'll bring his own team here to our church.
2月3号星期五晚上7:30。
So February 3rd, Friday night 7:30.
我们这个周报里面有他的这个资料哈，我们可以来看。
So you can look at the bulletins. We have information about him.
一个人在一个极度在世人看见的角度来看，是一个没有用的人。但是当他恢复心里的力量，可以带来许多人的祝福。
So such a person, we think it's just useless. But when his inner strength was revived, he became a blessing to many.
就算他的环境有这么样的艰难，但是神使他心里的力量恢复过来。整个环境都改变了。
Even when he is in such a circumstances, but God revived him.
不但他改变，周围的人也跟着改变。
Not only him, he changed everybody around him.
美国黑人音乐之父叫 Thomas Dorsey.
So there's father of Black American gospel music. His name is Thomas Dorsey.
33岁的时候，他在外地服侍的时候，突然间接到一个电报，他的太太难产过世了。
So at the age of 33, when he was on a mission trip, he received a news that his wife died from childbirth.
那隔天，这个生出来的孩子好不容易难产，留下这个生命。但是隔天呢，也因为没有奶水，然后呢营养不良，后来也夭折了。
The next day, his newborn baby passed away also.
你说接踵而来的打击让 Dorsey 根本悲不可生，进入他生命的低谷。
Those tragic events brought him down to the lowest point in his life.
但是过了一个礼拜之后，他在神面前重新得到力量的恢复。
But after a while, he received a restored his strength by God.
他写下了一首歌，叫《亲爱主，牵我手》。
Then he wrote the famous song, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand."
这首歌感动了世世代代，一直到今天仍然做感动的工作。
It's moving people from time to time, even till today.
这就是心里的力量得到恢复的一个明证。
So this is a proof that what will happen when your inner strength has been restored.
让我们一起来回应来唱这首歌，亲爱主，牵我手。
And let's sing this song together. Take my hand, precious Lord.
请我们起立，我们来唱这。
Stand.
亲爱主，牵我手，建立我，领我走。我疲倦，我软弱，我苦愁。经风暴，过黑夜，求领我进光明。亲爱主，牵我手到天庭。我道路虽凄凉，主领进未忧伤。我在世态大碗，美好照。